Morning everyone, Andrew here again. Just on my way to work, but you can see it's been raining quite heavy. I was out and about on my bike this morning, awake at 5 o'clock, out on the bike, getting it done, doing something today to improve my tomorrows. I thought I'd do a quick video as I'm walking towards the car. It's raining, or it's been raining very heavy. We've had thunderstorms. It's not been very nice, but I got very lucky with the weather. Coming out this morning, it stopped. It seems to have stopped now as well, to be honest. So it's a little bit wet, it's a little bit damp, but it's, you know, it doesn't matter, does it? I've got waterproof shoes, I've got some covers to make sure I don't get too wet. So it was great to be out there on the bike, to be honest. And I feel a real sense of achievement getting up and getting it done. After having 60 kilometers yesterday, which was a real achievement, I really enjoyed that out on the bike. For so long, we went out with the family in the afternoon, collected our new head teaching coach for the golf centre from the airport, and then went out with the family last night over to Trang Tien Plaza in the centre of Hanoi, which was really nice. So I'm just going to get in the car, and the weather's not perfect for walking to work. I can't wait to do that again. You might remember some of my previous videos in the past where I've actually walked to work when I didn't have the car available. Like to do that again. The weather's going to start to get a little bit nicer. It goes through a wet spell now, tropical storms, and it's great to get out and about, and I'm looking forward to a busy day ahead. We've got a few things planned. We have our team meeting at 10 o'clock, introduce them to the new head teaching coach, and then lunchtime walk, and then some lessons this afternoon, and hopefully, fingers crossed, a family walk this evening, which would be nice. It would not been for a few days. The rain has been a little bit too heavy for... I've always said, you know, there's no such thing as bad weather, it's the clothing, but sometimes when you're doing it for a reason, for example, going out in the evening, it's a fun time for us as a family to walk around, chatting, catching up on some TV, etc. It is a big part of our exercise routine, but we do it for fun and enjoyment. So if it doesn't feel like it's going to be fun or enjoying, we just don't go. We get enough exercise outside of that with indoor dancing and biking, etc. But I'd like to get out there tonight, start the week off with a good 2-hour drive. I'm just waiting at the security gate to get out. I can't really show you much here because I don't think I can flip the camera around, but Eco Park, such a beautiful place. I live about 5 minutes away in the car from EPGA, which is where I work, and you've seen in the other videos I start my walk at lunchtime from EPGA. This is the other side of Eco Park. I don't think I've done any videos at this end more recently. When I started doing the videos at the beginning of all of this, I did quite a few at this end, in particular the one where I was running down the road. I started doing a little bit of running at the time, and that's in this area. But start of the week. I've always said Monday is everybody's start of the week, but I get to have a day off on a Monday. So Monday is my day off. So I start my week with a day off. It's a strange flip in psychology, but it makes me feel great for the week ahead. I'm coming into my second day as a Tuesday, first day physically at work, obviously, but I feel like I've had a great rest and I'm ready to go for the rest of the week. What are you going to do today to improve your tomorrows? Make a little to-do list, things that you can do to make a difference. If it's exercise and health, you know, how many steps you're going to achieve today. If you've been measuring it, you'll know what your average is, and can you get somewhere above your average, which is a good way to look at it. You can clearly go to your maximum if you want to, but just looking at your averages, trying to beat your average and move those numbers up is a great way to use the you know, what can be measured can be improved part of the motto, and you know, just get out there and get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrows, and what can be measured can be improved. I'll see you all again soon for another quick update as I move forward in my journey to losing weight and getting healthy. It's definitely moving towards the getting healthy section now. My losing weight's been quite stable. Jumping on the bike and riding the bike, I know I'm building certain muscle groups, particular leg muscles, making me stronger, making me feel more energy during the day. Somebody asked me once, was I feeling better, or was I feeling, you know, different because I'd lost all this weight? And the honest answer was, I just felt really tired all of the time. And I said,
you know, doing a lot of exercise, you're going to feel tired. So yes, I'm losing lots of weight, but I feel tired. Now, starting to do the bike exercise strengthens some of the muscles. I'm starting to actually feel more energy during the day, getting up in the morning. You probably tell that in my voice now. I feel very full of energy, and it's only, what, 7:45 in the morning. So I'm ready to go for the day ahead. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, just the bike exercise, I think, has just really started to move me into that healthier fitness side of things, strengthening my heart, my lungs, you know, lots of benefits from riding the bike. And it's the cardio that's obviously above getting out there and walking. Walking's been great, and it was the core thing that got me started. Then I did some swimming, then I moved back into just walking, and then the bike came along last August. And since then, I've been using the bike a lot as my core cardio workout. Started to introduce a little bit more stretching into things. We have a gym studio at work, and we've got all the stretch bands and things, and I'm starting to add a little bit of stretching in as I'm doing a lot of bike exercise. My legs need a little bit of stretching, so that's good. You've got to look after yourself in all ways you can. Eating, had a bit of a day off day yesterday in terms of food. We went to McDonald's, had a lovely Big Mac, absolutely fabulous. But I'd, you know, when you're 60 kilometers in the morning, 1,300 active calories burnt, you know, you need to replace some of that and proteins and stuff. So I didn't feel like it was a cheat. It was just a nice meal with the family. And that's been the key thing, is making choices, choosing what you're going to put in your mouth, and knowing that if you're going to have a fast food, you're doing it and you're choosing to do so. You're not doing it unconsciously as such. So there we go. Have a great day ahead. Stay awesome. Get up, get out, get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrow. And what can be measured can be improved. Take care. Stay safe.